So my friend Kelly sent me a text the other day that I think was really funny and you would probably relate to. It was about how we plan to conquer the summer together while both of our boys' preschools and Mother's Day out options, well, they're no longer options for the summertime. Listen, I am all about creating fun summertime memories, but the morning coffee date with friends, the opportunity to clean up the house while the boys were in school, and getting some work deadlines met are now a little bit more challenging. But I have found us all a solution. There is an incredible app called Wendy that connects families and college student nannies. They are background checked, interviewed, and the sweetest. Not only are you able to meet your childcare needs, but you could also help those college students that are looking for summer jobs. There's options for part-time help and full-time help. Whatever your childcare needs are, Wendy has a match for all of them this summer. All you have to do is go to wendy.com/realtalk to start a search for a nanny. And as a special offer, they are going to knock $50 off your search if you go through that link. Wendy provides top-notch service, but at a fraction of the cost of traditional nanny agencies, and there's no ongoing fees. So here's how it works. Go to wendy.com/realtalk to start your search. A Wendy concierge will find great matches for your job and set up interviews for you. Then you choose the one you like. Get started now, though, because there are a lot of parents out there looking for nannies for the summertime, just like you and I. Go to wyndy.com/realtalk right now to start your search.
You're listening to Behind the Bliss, a weekly podcast where Rachel Autry brings conversations to you from women that share what's behind their highlight reel. Each episode is designed for you to see a message from the mess and encourage you to find balance in the bliss. We know that what you're facing is important for shaping who God has created you to be. Some may say it's a process that often happens behind the bliss. Here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm so excited to have you today. As usual, my name is Rachel Autry, and I am your friend behind the microphone that shares a lot about my life to hopefully give you a good idea of what joy looks like in yours. So I don't do it perfectly, and I feel like I mess it up more times than I get it right, but I'm happy to share what I'm finding to be truth with a capital T in my everyday moments with practical tips, help, encouragement, so that you can find more joy in your life. Like I said, I'm so passionate about that life is meant to be enjoyed, delighted in. God cares about the small things. He cares about the big things too, but he definitely cares about the details. And I love pointing out details that are helpful and fun and risky and adventurous and all the things. And today is all of the above. We are talking about traveling with littles. Yeah. Traveling with littles can be really tricky, really scary, maybe even intimidating, especially if you haven't done it yet. But let me tell you, do not let the intimidation scare you away from traveling with your littles, with your family, making those memories and absolutely going for it. I'm so thrilled today just to be able to share, like I was talking about, some of the obstacles, the ways we've messed it up, but also the ways that I am really proud of myself. We got it right in some of the areas too. Pat myself on the back. So I want to be able to share some of those practical tips with you, resources, things, products, other people that I follow that I find really helpful with this area. So whether you are a car road trip queen or you are a plane princess or anything in between, I want to help you be more confident with traveling with your little guys or girls, or maybe just your one little or whoever it is. You get the gist. I'm so excited for that. So a few housekeeping things before we jump into it, I want you to know about. Number one, we are only a few weeks away from launching the new brand of the podcast. We are dropping a new name, a new cover photo, all the fun things to make this a little bit more succinct and integrated with the things that I do online over at rachelautry.com and Rachel Autry on Instagram. I am so thrilled. It's going to look a lot more like this: lifestyle, fun, practical, encouraging, but also yet still faith-based. So I'm so excited that you are on this journey with me. If you want to love us in a really fun and free way, you can go ahead and leave us a 5-star review with some very kind words. We would be so appreciative. It goes beyond what you would think it does here in the podcast world. Really gives us and our listeners, the people that are like figuring out if they want to listen to our show, a good idea if this show is for them or not, depending on the words that you leave behind. So we would be so honored for you to be on our team in that kind of way. Hey, if you aren't already on our text and email list, go ahead and text the word BESTIE, B-E-S-T-I-E, to the number 55444, and you'll get signed up really easily to be on our email list so you don't miss any of the fun things we have coming up around the specific launch. We are stoked, and we don't want you to miss out on anything. So all those things behind us, really excited for the practicals today. If there's anything you feel like we're missing or whatever, you know we love doing show notes. All the things we mentioned today will be mentioned in our show notes. So if you're looking for a link, a resource, or whatever, you can find it there. But also, we are planning on posting something about this too. So if you have something you want to add that you think is going to help somebody else, another mama out there, or if you have a question about what we talked about, obviously you can comment on any of the things that we post. We'd love to hear from you. Or email us at rachel@rachelautry.com or podcast@rachelautry.com, and we would love to help you out, hear you out, and all the things. We're here for you. Okay. We've got quite a few, so I'm just going to go ahead and jump to it. So excited. I got quite a few. Let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, we love a good list. Okay. We got 10 things that I really think is going to change the game for you in traveling, and here's it. Rule number one, or practical number one, no rules. There are no rules on travel day. I always say this. I'm like, we only have one rule on travel day. What is it? And Thomas is like, we have no rules. I'm like, exactly. That's our only rule that we've got. Here's what I mean by that. So, you know, we have two littles right now. We have 6-month-old Oliver and 2.5-year-old Maddox. We have two and under traveling with us, and it is a bit chaotic. And we have systems and practices and rhythms and routines and all the things and schedules that we're trying to manage. Meanwhile, trying to keep them hydrated, keep them happy, entertained, and maybe nourished throughout the day. It's a lot to juggle. Add traveling, delays, canceled flights, road trips, snags, flat tires, need to stop for gas. Like, traveling is just funky. And so the best way I know to love myself and to love Thomas and extend grace to the whole process is just to, like, release the idea of rules, okay? No rules. So whereas before, if Maddox wanted M&Ms and pretzels for lunch, absolutely not. Like, let's get some protein. Let's get something else in there on your plate that's colorful, maybe even a veggie, please. Instead, now, no rules means truly no rules. You want pretzels and you want M&Ms for lunch? Let's go for it. And they know, and I'm realizing now that Maddox is picking up on it. Like, the adventure, the excitement of flying is so fun for him because he knows, not like I can take advantage of this, but he sees it as an adventure because we're also treating it as such. I feel like the anxiety that can happen when you travel oftentimes comes from the people that you are being led by. And I never want my kids to, I don't know, be afraid of traveling or flying or anxious around the idea of moving from point A to point B because I always made it stressful for them, which I'm just going to be for real with y'all. That is, like, stress on travel days is like my MO. That's just what I'm known for. I am like cruise ship director Rachel, really, really uptight, type A, all things. I don't know if you can tell. I'm doing a podcast episode about it because I love systems. I love practices. But the idea that all of it's going to go well perfectly smoothly is, like, not fair for anyone and not a standard I want anyone to feel like they are held to or bound to. I want this to be fun. I want this to be an adventure. I want this to be something my kids look forward to. And I want traveling as a family to be something that we get excited for instead of anxious about. So no rules really does sound chaos and crazy and delusional. But at the same time, it is actually probably the most freeing thing that we can do to live that day the best way we know how. So that means we don't really put a limit on screen time. We don't put an idea of, like, what lunch should look like in the airport or dinner or breakfast or whatever. It also means we don't limit much. And again, like, that sounds delusional and it feels like there's no structure, but there already is so much structure to the day in order to get logistically point A to point B. We don't need extra structure. It just isn't fair. So no rules. Okay. Some of y'all are like, ooh, I already disagree. Like, that's okay. I also want to throw in this caveat that my list is probably going to look different than yours, and that's okay. Take it or leave it. What do they say? Chew up the meat, spit out the bones. That's kind of what we're doing here. You pick and choose what's going to work for you and your family and the little society that you've got going on, because that's probably going to be totally different than mine. But I'm just telling you what I feel like I've heard and what has totally helped us in the craziness of traveling. If you guys don't know, our life is literally revolved around traveling, Thomas being a pilot, me and the job that I have. Like, I feel like we're constantly on the go in a really fun way. We love to bring the kids. We don't always bring the kids, but when we do, we just have really been excited about things that have worked for us. So number two, with Oliver being 6 months old, and we did this with Maddox too, I nurse, I breastfeed. Some of you guys may pump. And let me just tell you that, like, nursing and pumping in an airport is like a whole new level of vulnerability that you, I hope, never have to experience. It is very uncomfortable, very awkward. You get all kinds of looks. You get like the cute grandma that's passing by that nods her head, like, I see you, mama, I respect you. Then you also get like that creepy guy who's probably never seen this in his lifetime and literally thinks you're just the weirdest cow in the airport, because we are, and that's okay. But like, you get everything in between. There's this huge spectrum, and it just can feel awkward, uncomfortable. And not that I think you need to apologize for it by any means. You do what makes you comfortable. You are keeping that baby alive. You go, girl. But I also want to let you know about a resource that was so cool, rocked my world when I found it with Maddox, truly stumbled upon it. There is this pod. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like a little room. It's a pod that looks like a camper situation, literally in the middle of airports. And they're all over different concourses, gates, whatever. And all a lot of airports all over the world. In fact, they're at zoos, they're at theaters, they're everywhere. But you can find these little pods with an app called Mama Va. It's MAMAVA. Not even sure if I'm saying it right. But Hello Bello has sponsored some of them. And so they are like decked out. And I think I found the one I found in Atlanta in Concourse C because I was frustrated. I was looking for a private space to nurse and trying to get Maddox to sleep when he was the itty bitty tot. We were traveling alone. And I stumbled across it because I think it literally says on the front of it, making nursing and pumping a little less awkward or something like that. And I was like, wait, is that what I think it is? And I came over to it and it said, unlock this pod with the Mama Va app. So I downloaded the app. It unlocks your pod via Bluetooth. And once you get inside, you obviously can lock it. It's just for one family at a time. It's very private. It's beautiful. It's bright. You can turn up and down the lights. You can turn up and down the airflow. You can add different noises like white noise or ocean sounds or babies giggling, whatever you need for your letdown. It is so cool. It is so cool, y'all. So if you're looking for a space just to find some privacy and like the hustle of the day, that's a great space to land, especially obviously needing the privacy of nursing and any kind of lactation need. So Mama Va pods, look for those. They are awesome. Okay, if you have littles that obviously are snacky, which is truly all of them, including myself, let's be honest, but aren't necessarily nursing, I have something that is going to be so fun for you and for them. Takes the pressure off of things. And I might just add this, that if you are going to be flying, working through TSA, I don't know about your experience, but I will say what has been mine. TSA has been so friendly and so helpful as far as babies go. If you are bringing formula, breast milk, water for formula, your pumps, snacks even, like they have to legally allow them through TSA. So if you are nervous about what it's like to travel while you are breastfeeding, whether you're coming up back with a stash from vacation for your babies, or you are bringing your babies with you and you needing to bring formula or whatever, they have to allow that. It's technically medical devices, and they will have to test it, but you are allowed to bring it. I just wanted you to know that, like, pressure's off. You don't have to figure all that out. If you're obviously trying to keep it cold, you are allowed to bring ice packs. If you need to bring a cooler so you can keep it frozen, you can do that too. But they technically have to bend over backwards to make this available for you. Like I said, they will have to test things. So they'll take a little strip and they'll test the formula, or they'll test the water in a water bottle or in the bottle that you're bringing, and they'll run it through a machine. It doesn't contaminate any of your stuff. Sometimes, I think one time they had to test my breast milk as well, just to make sure it is what it is, although it looks like it. And I've had several friendly people like roll their eyes at the process, not at me, be like, so sorry I have to do this. It's just kind of protocol. I'm like, that's fine. Anyways, they test it, they make sure it's good, and then you're fine to go through. That's not the case for every other passenger and traveler. So we are privileged in that way to be able to take whatever is necessary to feed our babies. And I'm so grateful for that. However, if you are bringing snacks or anything for your other littles and you're wanting to keep them occupied, or maybe they even have dietary restrictions or needs that you don't know you can find in the airport, that's okay. Again, there's tons of grace for traveling with littles, especially in airports and TSA. So I have before I have brought a formula box container. Okay, imagine this with me. It is a tower of these cylinder compartments, and they twist together, if that makes sense. So like one stacks on top of the other, stacks on top of the other, stacks on top of the other, and then there's a little spout that you can twist and spin on top so that if you are putting formula inside, you can easily get it into a bottle. Okay, do you have a visual? Great. So now imagine not having formula inside this formula container, but instead having a variety of snacks. So we've put like crackers in the top one, then we've put like fruit in the next one, then we've put, I don't know, like goldfish or pretzels or whatever in the next one. And then you can kind of make up your own mind of what this is going to look like. But it's a great way to offer a variety of snacks without having to have a whole bunch of Ziploc bags in your diaper bag. And I will add that if you're trying to fish through a diaper bag one-handed on a plane with another baby in your lap, it's really hard to figure out what Ziploc bag is holding what. But bringing out this tower that's hard, that's easy to find in your bag if you're just putting one hand in, has been amazing. If you have a bigger bag or if you have several kids traveling with you, then might I suggest a snackle box? You probably have seen these because they're like a huge trend right now on TikTok and Reels, but it is a tackle box, like what you would use for fishing or tools sometimes even, and making it into a snackle box. And you can add little different snacks in all the different containers. Some tackle boxes are massive, but you can find smaller sized ones to fit inside a diaper bag, backpack, or whatever carry-on you would bring. This also is great for car trips, road trips. If you were just going to want a variety of snacks, again, without having to have all the trash, or like how do you store fruit or cheese or whatever, you can just store it all in this big snackle box, pop it into a cooler for the car or your diaper bag if you're traveling on an airplane, and bring it out. And it's so fun for the kids to be able to see all the snacks in front of them. And I feel like Maddox has eaten, I just feel like he has maybe been a little bit more nourished, because I don't know if this is just us. I feel like it's not just us. I'll open up a bag of whatever processed snack he's going to eat. He eats like three of them, and then he wants a different snack. And I'm like, no, buddy, like we just opened up this one for you. But having a snackle box or even having the formula container situation really helps whenever they are snacky and in a little munchy mood and they want a variety of something. We get that way too as adults, so I don't blame them, but this has solved the trick for us. Rule number four, or I think that's practical number four, is a rule that I've learned from Kendra Adachi. She has been on the show. She is amazing. She is the lazy genius, where she makes the things that are important easier for you, and you can be lazy about things that aren't as important so that you can have a little bit of an easier life. Just be a little lazy genius yourself. She has a set of rules that she lives her life by that have been helpful for her. I've read her book. I've listened to her podcasts. I've been able to speak with her one-on-one, and she is legit. One of her rules has rocked my world for a lot of days, but specifically travel days, and that is the rule to decide once, okay? Decide once. Here's what I mean. If you are going to a baby shower and you're looking through your closet and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't have anything to wear or whatever, decide once. Like, go out and buy that one dress that you will wear for the baby showers. Be like, okay, next time I have a baby shower, I'll be wearing this dress, you know? Or maybe you decide once, like, what your Christmas pajamas are going to be or whatever. You get the gist. Like, if there's something that's reoccurring, decide once what it's going to be and run with it. So maybe it's decide once that on Mondays we're going to have pasta, period. Every Monday we got pasta. So this rule applies to the airport for me. You could also apply this to car trips, road trips for you if you are more of a road trip girl. But decide once. So if you are like, hey, we stop on a road trip to eat lunch through a drive-thru, decide once what that drive-thru will be. If you are going through the airport and you're trying to figure out what lunch is, decide once what airport lunches for your family will be, okay? Let me put this in perspective for you. This is so gross, sorry, judge me. We love airport Chinese food. I don't know why. It just, it's different. We love it. So every time we go through the airport at lunchtime, we look for Chinese food. And that's what we do. It takes away the bickering or the arguing or the negotiating or justifying or defending or like all the little like naggy things that happen between attitudes when you are in a stressful travel day. It takes it away. You're like, okay, all we got to do, we don't have to figure out what we're going to eat, where it is or whatever. All we have to do is find Chinese food. That's all we got to do. So no more wandering up and down your concourse. No more driving exit to exit to exit, trying to figure out what's on this exit. What do we want to eat? We're all trying to, you know, agree on something. If you are in a familiar area and you know they've got a Chick-fil-A and you know everyone in your family likes something on the menu, go through Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A is your road trip drive-through, period. We did this when I was growing up, except we'd go to Cracker Barrel. I don't know if you've listened to the episode with Thomas and I think it was a few months ago, we were talking about Cracker Barrel. It just, it's different because I feel like, I don't know, Cracker Barrel is so nostalgic for me because that was my family's decide once dinner if we were ever on road trips. We'd always stop at a Cracker Barrel. It was a great place to rest, eat, like shop, play, walk around, use the restroom, play some checkers, rock in some rocking chairs, and then get back in the car. Find what works for your family and decide once. Okay. I've kind of gone through the whole TSA with baby situation as far as formula and nursing and breast milk and all the things, but let me just talk to you about strategy as far as getting through TSA with the whole taking off your shoes, loading things up on the conveyor belt. Like it can be messy, very clunky feeling. So I have learned that baby wearing has been amazing. If you have your baby in a stroller, go ahead, take them out of the stroller and put them in a carrier. I don't know if that's going to be for you. Like a wrap situation. I love doing the Solly baby wrap because one, it's really easy to put on, and two, it's really easy to condense down and fit into a diaper bag. A lot better than like some of the other larger, chunkier carriers that you're seeing out there that are a bit more structured. I'm sure those are great day to day, but in an airport, it's just hard to then figure out how you're going to carry that through the airport the rest of the day. So, we love a Solly baby wrap for this situation. But you basically are going to wear your baby so you have your hands free. That way you can load things up. You can put your shoes back on. If they have to check through your diaper bag, which they will, if they have to check through your diaper bag, you can put things back on and inside where they belong. It just gives you a hands-free moment that's really helpful. I don't know if you know this, but you can actually skip the whole x-ray machine with your baby, and you should. In my opinion, if I can be bossy, and they can either, you can opt out completely and get a pat down, or you can go through a very more simple security system, like a metal detector instead of the whole x-ray machine. So that's another option for you. But going through TSA with babies is really helpful. Then let me add that I also highly suggest having a stroller through the airport. Right now we are using the Duna stroller / car seat. It's amazing. It's great for situations like this, airport, but also errands. If you do not have a Duna, or maybe your baby has outgrown the Duna, once Maddox did, we just used our normal single stroller or a double stroller if you've got more than one. And it's great because the babies are going to need a rest, and so are you. This gives a great space to nap. This gives a great space to put them down and run if you have to get somewhere quickly. This gives great space for storage if you need to throw the diaper bag or whatever else underneath. But having a stroller has been amazing, especially one with a cup holder. Like it doesn't matter if you have an hour layover or a 4 hour layover, like you just need somewhere to put all your junk. And a stroller has been so helpful for us. Some people are intimidated by bringing a stroller because you think you don't have anywhere to put it once you get to the airplane. False. You can gate check strollers and car seats or whatever it takes to get your baby through an airport. This looks like grabbing a tag whenever you are boarding your plane, taking your stroller down the jet bridge, and then checking it at the entry of an airplane. You're just going to break down the stroller. They put it under the plane. And then whenever you get to your destination, they pull it out from the plane and they have it waiting for you when you exit the airplane. It's so easy. It does not necessarily go to baggage claim. You are going to get it right after you get off the plane. Sometimes you have to wait for it. And I also have people that have reached out to be nervous about the idea of putting your very nice car seat or your really nice expensive Duna or your stroller under an airplane, that it's not going to be handled well. We've never had a stroller break. And I've carried my stroller on 20 different flights. And I don't have any scuffs or, like, you know, remarkable dings or mess ups from carrying my stroller through. So I think it's a great idea. In fact, I encourage strollers in airports. It is so helpful. Okay, let's talk about what I have in my diaper bag when I'm traveling, and then we're going to get to some really fun, like when I get there, packing, what helps me on the actual vacation situations. Okay, before we do that, though, I forgot to mention my next practical, which is that you can check car seats and pack in place for free on most airlines. Check the airline just to make sure, but you can check car seats and pack in place for free. So if you're trying to bring your car seat with you, don't sweat it. Just check it. It should be so easy. You can go ahead and buy a car seat carrier online if that makes you a little bit less anxious about ruining your really nice car seat, whatever that looks like for you. There's basically this massive bag you could put and then like send shit down on top of your car seat. Or you can ask for a plastic bag at gate check. Typically, whenever you're checking your checked bags, they will offer a plastic bag. If not, ask for one. They should have them. And then pack and plays, of course, for safe sleep are free because they encourage baby safety. So just wanted to make sure I mentioned that. Okay, what's in my diaper bag? I have heard the rule of thumb that whatever amount of hours you are traveling until you're able to get to more diapers, pack that many diapers. For example, if you have an 8-hour day, travel day, pack 8 diapers. Now, I do think that this like varies kid to kid. Maddox is not going to go through a diaper an hour. Oliver might. So you can adjust accordingly, but that's kind of the rule of thumb. So you're not just packing like 20 diapers for the day and only using 4 of them and then like it taking up very precious space in your cargo. So that is a rule of thumb. I also love to bring wipes. And then also a huge thing, bring a backup outfit for all your people and a Ziploc bag. So I put the backup outfit in a Ziploc bag for each kid. Why do I do this? You know that you cannot count on keeping outfits clean, especially when you don't have rules. So either, I don't know, M&Ms make a mess, they spill chocolate milk over the front of them, someone spits up a lot and it starts to smell sour, someone's got a blowout. Like, it's going to happen on your travel day. I can guarantee it. So having a backup outfit is so helpful, so practical, and you need a Ziploc bag because you need something to do and somewhere to put the nasty outfit. So you don't want it to get the rest of your stuff inside the diaper bag contaminated. So bring a Ziploc bag with your backup outfit inside. I promise. If you bring it, you won't need it. If you don't bring it, you will need it. So just go ahead and bring it just to be safe. It has been a lifesaver in certain situations for us. So I will never leave the house without a backup outfit again. Okay, that's in my diaper bag. I also love the snack containers like I was talking about. Wipes, of course. I love to bring diaper cream in case, you know, we're in a situation I can't change diaper quickly enough and something starts to look red. Toys are huge. Whether they are small, light up, battery, honestly, bring whatever it takes to make your kid happy. If it's screens, make sure to bring a charger. The worst is when you download a show for your kid on the iPad and then you bring out the iPad and the iPad's dead. That is actually, I'm convinced, one of the worst things to happen on a travel day. Even a battery charger pack for your devices, like your phone or your iPad, so great, so nifty and handy. We love different kinds of hand sanitizing wipes. We oftentimes use that when we get on the airplane. We'll wipe down some seats and some trays and stuff that you know the babies are going to try to lick and put in their mouth. We go ahead and wipe it down. We love wiping our hands off with that or even the stroller handle. I'm not really a germaphobe, but in the airport, airports are freaking gross. So I love carrying around hand sanitizer for that. Even the hand sanitizer sprays are awesome. The gels can get a little bit tricky. So just trust me with the sprays and the wipes. Okay. Just trust me. What else do I have in my diaper bag? I need a look. Oh, a nursing cover. If you are going to be nursing on an airplane, obviously you do what makes you comfy, girl. If you just want to not have a nursing cover, loud and proud, boo. If you do want to, let me encourage you to get this one particular one. I'll link it in the show notes for you. But it's breathable. It's like, it's beautiful. It looks like a poncho. You can wear it. It's not tacky. There's no zippers or buttons or snaps or anything. It literally is a poncho. You put your head through, you pop your baby under. It's so awesome. That one's amazing. And then also, last thing that I'll add, of course, there's lots more in my diaper bag, but these are just the necessities for traveling. When you are traveling, you're oftentimes going to be changing your baby on sometimes changing tables, which are just gross. Don't even ask me. Don't take a microscope to this. Or airport floors or your trunk or wherever. And if you just want a clean space that you know is going to be like only touched by your baby, bring a diaper changing pad. Now, hear me out. I don't think you need the fancy ones that are squishy and cute and all the things and fold up, because I'm talking about saving space here, people. This is what I do. Are you ready? Bring puppy pads. Those things that you put in your house that your puppy can pee on when it's trying to get house trained. Yeah, bring those. Buy a pack on Amazon. They are so cheap compared to actual diaper changing covers or whatever you want to call them. So much cheaper. It kind of makes me mad. I'm like, they're just taking advantage of the market. Whatever. Buy the puppy pads and then pack two or three or however many you're going to be needing, and just an estimate, pack them in your bag. Okay. And then that way, whenever you finish using it, you can roll it up, you can toss it out, and you're one less thing you have in your diaper bag. But also, you know that whatever was on there, you don't have to put back in your diaper bags. Then it defeats the purpose of having something on wherever you're changing your baby. Okay. Those are my things. Those have been so helpful for me as far as traveling and getting there and on the go. Okay. One more thing I want to share with you, which is packing. And I didn't use it till this past trip that we took to the beach. And oh my gracious, it rocked my world. I was like, why didn't I know about this sooner? And why haven't I told the people? And I told you guys I was going to update you. And so here's my update. It rocks. Are you ready? When you have littles, tell me this doesn't bother you. There are so many little bitty pieces of things you're trying to keep up with, whether they're teeny tiny socks or undies, or a set, like a cute outfit. And you got the shorts and you got the top, and then you put it in the suitcase and you got the top and you can't find the shorts, or vice versa. It just gets frustrating, right? I have seen a hack where people pack different outfits like socks, undies, shorts, shirt, whatever, bows, accessories in a Ziploc bag, and then they pack the Ziploc bags in the suitcase. I don't think that's super efficient because you're having to reuse Ziploc bags. You're using a ton of them. Ziploc bags aren't cheap, and you can't. Yeah, I don't know. I'm stepping off my soapbox here. Do what makes you comfy. But I will say that we have started a system, like I said, at the beach that was amazing. And that is to use a shoe organizer, $12 Target shoe organizer. I'm sure you can find them cheaper elsewhere. It's just the quickest way we could get our hands on one. So the shoe organizer that goes on the back of the door that has pockets inside of them. Okay. Each pocket was a different outfit. We put the shorts, the shirt, or whatever, the jumper, the bubble, whatever it was, with the socks, and any other things that we were going to need in there. And then you pack all the things. We even had one little sleeve dedicated to toiletries, and we had a sleeve dedicated to pajamas and accessories like hats or whatever we're going to need for the beach. Amazing. So once you have it, you accordion it, like you fold it back and forth into your suitcase, and then it's still squishable, so you can still add things on top of it. But then whenever you get to your destination, all you got to do is pull out the thing, unaccordion it, and then hang it on the back of the door. So don't forget the hangers. Don't forget those. That would be sad. But once you get out to the back of your door, you're set. You're already unpacked. You've unpacked all your kids' stuff. How easy. Isn't that amazing? My mind was just blown. My jaw dropped. And when I showed my family, because I was showing them, they're like, wow, y'all are already unpacked? Because we're the whole like unpack once you get there kind of family. I'm like, yes. And here's how it all worked. And they were like, I wish my kids were smaller so I could try this. I was like, I'm telling you, this is amazing. I can't take credit. I saw it on Reels or TikTok or something. It was amazing. And then with all the other things like shoes or even pajamas, or things like that, go ahead and just get larger bags. We got a huge pack on Amazon, I think for like $20, and we have 20 something bags inside, and they all have a different colored top. So you can even categorize them by color, however, whatever makes you happy. Okay. I told y'all I was a cruise ship director. Okay. This is like where I come alive. I love having bags for different things that whenever, if you have someone on your trip that's trying to help you out, let's say my mother-in-law was trying to put down Oliver. She's like, hey, where's a backup outfit? Instead of saying, dig through the suitcase till you find one, I could say, hey, there's a zipper bag with a red top. Those are all of his PJs. Just pick out one. And she's like, great, brilliant, thank you. Boom, but I'm being done. Amazing, right? It allows you to be freed up, just putting in a little bit of extra hard work up front to be able to enjoy things, have rest, be able to have people help you easier on the backhand because you have systems. Okay. Again, I don't have this perfect. In fact, I feel like the only reason why I know these things is because I've done it wrong before. And I've learned from people that are smarter than me, cooler than me, done this longer than me, all the things. And I'm here for any tips. And so I'm just lovingly passing along the tips. I'm your little messenger, not an expert, not a genius. I'm just someone here to say, hey, this is what someone's told me. We have done it too. It has been amazing. Now take it and run. So I'm hoping that this helps you. And bigger picture here, I hope that this leaves things a little bit less intimidating so that if there is a trip that you and your family want to take, whether it's Disney World or the Grand Canyon or something super fun, I want you to be able to go and do it confidently and be like, I know I can do this. Like, I know there's got to be a way. I see other families doing it. There's got to be a way. And you can set your stress to the side knowing there are systems. There are ways to make this easier. It does not have to be as hard as sometimes it is. Like, I want to be able to help you through that. But then also, I just want to encourage you and give you a good love tap and tell you it only takes you doing something once. I feel like that's something I've learned as a mom. It only takes doing it once. I remember being terrified going to the pediatrician for the first time by myself with Maddox, my firstborn, and being like, Thomas, no, I need you to go with me. Like, if you can't go, I need to call my mom. Like, someone's got to go with me to the pediatrician appointment. And I went for the first time alone. And I remember leaving being like, okay, I can do this, right? Like, I can do it. The first grocery store experience. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You're a bit terrified with how it's going to go, but then you leave and you're like, that wasn't that bad. Or you leave and you think that was a nightmare. But either way, you at least have an expectation for how things are going to go and how you can do things differently or the same next time. And that is the same with travel days. It is going to take time to figure it out. But I can guarantee you, once you do it the first time, you're going to think that wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. Like, I can do it again. And it just takes doing it once. It just takes being brave one time, saying yes, booking the trip, doing the thing. And please report back, because I'm here. I'm on your team. And I can't wait to hear about the memories you make and the confidence that you have with some of these different systems, whether they're mine, someone else's, or your own. I want to hear about them. So like I said, please feel free to reach out, whether that's on Instagram at rachel.autry or via email at podcast@rachel.autry or rachel@rachel.autry, and tell us what you think, what you're taking away. Send us pictures of you and your cutie kids traveling. We do have a reel I posted, I would say, about 2 years ago. It was Maddox and I's first trip ever together on a commercial flight. I also want to add, not because I'm bragging, because I'm trying to make a point here, that the first 25, 26 flights that Maddox and I did alone were alone. Like, I didn't have really any help. I think my mom joined us for one of them. But I traveled alone with Maddox and with an infant in lap, which is the way to go. It's a free ticket for a baby. Basically, they just sit in your lap the whole time. And I want to say, like, it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard. And if I can do it, I promise you can do it. I promise. I've learned a few things. I'm happy to share. I want to cheer you on along the way. So please email me if you end up doing this or you find a tip or a trick that helps you. Send me a picture of you and your little cutie patootie traveling. Or if you see us out and about, stop and say, hey, we have met some friends online in airports, and it's been so much fun. But just know, like I said, I'm on your team. I'm cheering you on. We can do this. We can do this.
This episode of Behind the Bliss podcast has ended, but be sure to subscribe for more episodes so you don't miss episodes full of encouragement. And don't forget to rate and review so that we can continue to bring you the best content. See you in the next episode.